Platform Holly off of Coal Oil Point is starting the long process of being decommissioned. KCSB's Kendra Lee has more on the story.
Platform Holly, an offshore oil platform near Coal Oil Point, is starting the decommissioning process. Venneco, the company who had owned Platform Holly since 1997, recently filed for bankruptcy and released their claim to the Elwood oil lease to the state of California. This move marks the end of drilling in state waters within Santa Barbara County. I spoke with Linda Kropp, chief for the Environmental Defense Center, to find out more about this process. She starts by talking about Venneco's bankruptcy and the impacts it had on Platform Holly's oil production.
Venneco had been struggling financially for quite some time. Platform Holly has been operating since the 1960s, so was only producing a little over 3,000 barrels a month. So there wasn't a whole lot of revenue from that operation. And similarly, a lot of the other Venneco facilities were declining in their production. They had actually sold off some of their holdings in Ventura County a few years ago. So they've been struggling financially. They've gone through some corporate changes. And I think that combined with the reduction in oil prices for several years now, combined with the fact that Platform Holly hasn't been producing since 2015 because of the pipeline oil spill, which that pipeline was necessary to carry oil produced from Platform Holly to refineries outside of the area. So I think all those things combined, their financial struggles, the drop in oil prices, and the shutdown of the All-American Pipeline 2 years ago just became unsurmountable. And so they converted what had been a Chapter 7 bankruptcy to Chapter 11, meaning that they were fully liquidating their assets. And as part of that, they decided to quit claim their offshore oil leases back to the state of California because they really didn't have any value.
Venneco's bankruptcy has caused them to quit claim their oil leases back to the state. And in 1994, the California Coastal Act was adopted to prohibit any further oil leasing within state waters, which expands out to 3 miles offshore. This means the state has to protect the area where Platform Holly and the Elwood Pier sits in perpetuity. They cannot release the leases in the future to anyone else.
We actually haven't had any new leasing in state waters since the 1969 oil spill, but there was definitely some renewed interest, in the 80s, both federally and closer to shore. So our state assembly member at the time, Jack O'Connell, introduced the California Coastal Sanctuary Act, and it passed in 1994.
Linda Kropp has been an attorney working against Venneco and other oil companies who had previously controlled Platform Holly since the 80s. She expresses the shifting sentiment of the Santa Barbara community in regards to oil production.
I believe that people are continuously more aware of the risks of offshore oil development. We had the big spill 2 years ago, of course. We've had other smaller spills. We had a spill in the Elwood area in 1994. We had a spill off of Vandenberg in 1997. The Elwood onshore facility and Platform Holly were shut down in 1997 because of a hydrogen sulfide gas leak. So I think cumulatively, people have seen, the risks and impacts of offshore oil development and are really looking forward to the phasing out of the facilities. There was a lot of support in recent times to actually shut down the Elwood oil and gas processing plant because it's now situated in the middle of public parks and a lot of homes and elementary school. So I think a lot of these facilities are just, very incompatible with the rest of the community now, and especially incompatible with tourism and recreation and fishing, which are such huge parts of our community here.
It will take a lot of effort and resources to decommission Platform Holly. The process, which will take about 3 years, is in the hands of the State Lands Commission. While the state proposes to completely remove Platform Holly, some people are in favor of keeping part of the platform in the water as an ecosystem has been created around it. The platform, acting somewhat like a reef, is home to various marine life in the area.
The first step is that the State Lands Commission, which is now responsible for Platform Holly and the piers, has to immediately plug the wells. So basically, Venoco has walked away, and so it's important that the wells be properly abandoned and plugged so we don't have any leaks like we have had from old abandoned wells in our area. So that's the first step, and that will take 18 to 24 months, and it should start within the next couple months. During that period, the state will come up with a decommissioning plan for the platform and the piers. And that plan will be available for the public to review and comment on. There will be an environmental impact report that will look at different alternatives for how to handle the decommissioning. My understanding is that the proposal by the state will be to fully remove the platform and the piers, which is what we support, because when those facilities were installed 50 years ago, the oil companies promised to, you know, take out their structures when they finished their oil production and restore the marine environment to a natural condition. And so that's what we want. You know, there's a lot of toxic debris that has been discharged from those facilities over the years, the produced muds and produced water and muds and cuttings that contain a lot of toxic chemicals that have just been sitting in the marine environment. So we want everything cleaned up. You know, if these facilities were onshore and an oil company wanted to just walk away and leave, you know, their remains, people would go ballistic and not allow something like that. So just because these happen to be underwater shouldn't be any different. And then there's also the safety considerations. Although some people do support the idea of leaving parts of platforms in the ocean, that should not be done in nearshore areas where you have a lot of other users. You have boaters, you have divers. It's just too easy for someone to snag some gear or fishing line or something like that. So my understanding from talking to the State Lands Commission staff is that they do propose to completely remove Platform Holly and the piers.
The California State Lands Commission is holding a community meeting at Goleta City Hall on Thursday, June 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. They will be discussing the future of Platform Holly and the Elwood Piers. Reporting for KCSB, I'm Kendra Lee.